In the past, many of the Bedouin had tried to escape from the steppes and build a more settled, secure life. But these attempts were usually frustrated by the scarcity of water and arable land and the frequency of drought. A tribe couldn't establish a viable settlement unless it had either accumulated a surplus of wealth, an almost impossible feat, or took over an oasis, as the tribe of Thaqif had done in Ta'if. The other alternative was to become an intermediary between two or more of the rich civilizations in the region. The tribe of Ghassan, for example, which wintered on the border of the Byzantine Empire, had become clients of the Greeks, converted to Christianity, and formed a buffer state to defend Byzantium against Persia. But during the 6th century, a new opportunity arose as a result of a transport revolution. The Bedouin had invented a saddle that enabled camels to carry far heavier loads than before, and merchants from India, East Africa, Yemen, and Bahrain began to replace their donkey carts with camels, which could survive for days without water and were ideally suited to navigate the desert. So instead of avoiding Arabia, foreign merchants trading in luxury goods, incense, spices, ivory, cereals, pearls, wood, fabrics, and medicines, began to take their caravans by the more direct route to Byzantium and Syria through the steppes, and employed the Bedouin to guard their merchandise, drive the camels, and guide them from one well to another.